And now let's catch up on a couple of news stories that may be overshadowed by the political conventions. We begin in Thailand, where a political crisis continues today. Thousands of demonstrators are occupying the grounds of the prime minister's office, and they are demanding the government's resignation. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
The atmosphere at Bangkok's government house seemed largely festive for most of the day. Thousands of people gathered under umbrellas to beat the blazing sun, many eating box lunches as they sat next to the ceremonial cannon outside the building's main gate. The demonstrators heard speaker after speaker from the People's Alliance for Democracy demand the resignation of Prime Minister Samak Santarawade. One of those listening was retired telecommunications worker Tham Non, 65, from Bangkok.
A lot of people from all over the country came here, try ask him to get out from this one. We have let you have a new government in a better way, try to lead the country in a good direction with no corruption, have a good roadmap, and so on.
The People's Alliance for Democracy, a loose-knit group of conservatives, royalists, and some democracy activists, accused the current government of simply being a front for deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, now in self-imposed exile to avoid several court cases pending against him. Prayun Akalabawan is a PAD organizer.
Thaksin make the damage for the country. They have a lot of corruption.
But this government was democratically elected in December.
No, they vote by. You don't thinking about the election is the absolutely of democracy. Because they buying. For 6 months, they not do nothing in the parliament. They just thinking about change the constitution law. Because constitution law help Thaksin don't go to the court.
All they're doing, you're saying, is trying to change the constitution to protect Thaksin.
Thaksin, yes.
The People's Alliance for Democracy is the same group that put hundreds of thousands on the streets in 2006 to demand the resignation of then Prime Minister Thaksin. Fears those rallies could turn violent helped lead to the September 2006 coup that deposed Thaksin. The military insists it has no intention of launching another. Prime Minister Samak, meanwhile, is moving cautiously in an effort to bring the protests to a peaceful conclusion. Hundreds of riot police have now moved into the compound at Government House, but have made no attempt to remove the demonstrators. Arrest warrants, meanwhile, have been issued for nearly a dozen PAD leaders in an effort to bring the protest to an end. But many demonstrators gathered at Government House today said they would stay, arrests or no, until the government stepped down, something Prime Minister Samak says he has no intention of doing. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.